The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with the assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to The Musketeers. I'm Francis, and this show coming to you from Mochiweka Studio here at Fresh FM, your community radio station. We interview people on topics of interest within our community. So that was Foot Rock Flats, Slice of Heaven. Welcome back to The Musketeers. Today we have Kevin of heaps more energy from Solar Made Simple. How are you doing today, Kevin?
I'm full of energy. How are you going, Francis? Nice to meet you again.
I'm going real well. It's lovely to be back in the studio together once again.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin, you're a showmaker for Fresh FM. Tell us why you decided to make that.
Oh, interesting question, because when I first started off, I went through this epiphany, and it's a bit like meeting your maker at the end of the mic. And I'm thinking, oh, this is scary stuff, because I'm talking to this digital mic. Where is it going? And that was about 3 years ago, and I thought, well, I'm going to run out of content. How do I get content? Where do I get content? So the deeper I dived, the better it got, because the more content came out. And now that we've got you-know-who up in Strait of Hormuz, my show becomes a lot easier to manage because there's a lot of content out there. But the beautiful thing about being in radio is that it gives you the voice to the people, and it's still, after 157 shows, I think it is, I still get that feeling that it's new. You know, it doesn't get fresher than fresh. I love the name. So it's fresher than fresh, and each show is a fresh show. I have no real direction and put things down on paper. I find it comes to me. It's a bit like an ether. I can open up this flower and the content comes out. So if any of you out there thinking, well, this guy's on another planet, well, I am. This is radio, and it's the radio of the mind. You can have the theatre, whatever, you can create whatever you like. So, Francis, congratulations on your 27th interview, or your 28th show, sorry. That's where you're going to go, and the road only gets better and better. But I did share with you earlier what it feels like to continue being on the mic, and I'm thinking, does anybody know me out there? Is it really real? So I put a note out there one day, and I've got to have a shout out for Barry Purple. Barry Purple lives in Golden Bay. Well, lo and behold, I got this email back, and he's got pictures of all his environmental doofers, I call them. He's got one set of panels for his toaster. He's got another one set of panels, bigger set of panels for his microwave, because it's got more. He's got all these panels over the hill. So I imagine if there wasn't an unidentifying flying object, they'd scared away. They'd get all these reflections of panels on roofs and stuff like that. So that the people are out there, and I'm doing a couple of shows now with the council. So you start getting up into the realm of owning the show on the day. So yeah, congratulations for doing what you're doing, and you've got the Musketeers, eh?
Yes, I do.
Oh, what a
Thank
good
you.
Name.
Yeah, well, it wasn't originally my idea, but it just stuck real well because, you know, people come in, we interview one another, and it's all fun and games and fun fact finding missions, and it's all fun.
Mm. I love the way radio gives you that ability to see, get in somebody else's shoes. It's a really interesting conundrum, because you can put lots of questions out of people, but it's trying to find the end game before they know what the question is. So I enjoy interviewing people, because there's a subtle difference between the names on that. So let me reverse the paradigm. So what is the three, I call it the Three Musketeers, which is wrong, it's the Musketeers. So what is your show's end result?
I don't think we do have an end result in general. But if I was to say, if there was one, I would say it's fact-finding on the topics within Motueka that people might be interested in.
Ah, okay, that's good, because Motueka's got a very deep river of information. There's some fascinating people out there. I was on the bus this morning, for instance. I do the e-bus, you see, so I get into councillors' way. They're always ducking and diving around me, but I get in the bus, and I notice a lady in the bus, and I looked at it and I thought, oh, I've seen you somewhere before, but with a bus, you have bus buddies. Like, all you do is you go in the same time, on the same bus, in this, you know, on a day, be it a Tuesday or Thursday, and you'll end up with your bus buddies. And you have conversations that start in the bus and end on the bus, and that's it. But this particular one, I have 55 minutes of window shopping opportunity. This is how males shop. They don't window shop. It's very direct. I catch a bus at 10:15 at High Street. I sit and enjoy the ride, and I make a few notes, thinking about Chrissy's correcting my interviews. I think I've got to get around that one. Get off at the library, hang out, turn right and go to Benin. So if you haven't been to Benin lately, you've got to go there. This is a shout out for Benin. That's such good guys. They've got 10,000 million items there that, and I've only done one, I've only done about 100, so there's a long time to go. Anyway, I see this lady down the aisle, I think I saw on the bus. And I thought, I'll just go past and say good day. And she said, I remember you. I said, oh yeah. She said, you used to work at the big warehouse, didn't you? I said, yes. She said, I remember that 20 years ago and thanks for serving me. And it blew me away that you can get that kind of connectivity. And now I'm sharing that story on Francis's radio, which is a radio station, Fresh FM on 108.9, or I like saying online all the time. Good morning, Machuaca. So, yeah, it's a depth of experience. And people out there should keep in mind that Fresh is open to fresh ideas. And I'm not playing the word too much. And I can, with a little bit of a drum roll, we're going to have something happening in August. Am I allowed to say anything about it, Chrissy? Okay.
What's happening? What's happening in August?
Okay, what's happening? It's just between the three of us, because Chrissy's not recording this, okay? So we can keep going. As if we are going to have the Fresh FM Community Machuaca Show. It'll be once a month. And the negotiations are happening right now. We've got to get sponsorships and we've got to get agreements. But Judy is very open to it. And we're going to have community conversations on the day. And it's going to be no names, no pectoral. And it's going to be at the Mott Market on a Sunday, at the Sunday Market near you. So Jude, and the market is really cool. That's going to be lovely. So if I see you walking past, Francis, you will not get fired. I know where you work.
Oh.
Radio show.
Well, other than that, what got you passionate about green energy?
Okay, I have a little saying that I heard somewhere along the line. It says, when you're green, you're growing, but when you're ripe, you're rotten. So I'm going to stay on the green curve. And our planet needs to stay on the green curve, because what I do at my age range is to make up for the losses that we've inflicted upon the world in the 50 years between me and yourself, for instance. And that's the difference in the timeline. So I do what I do, and the driving force for me is to be a voice for the kids today. I've interviewed a couple of interesting kids from, when I say kids, I'm talking about near adults, at Richmond Schools, and it'll come to me in a minute. they're part of a Lighthouse Trust. They go out to the likes of up the Marlborough Sounds, and I'm going to get the word in a minute, but they go and do research. So the kids get involved in direct action on climate change. So climate change is the single biggest challenge that we individually face. And climate change is all about claiming, about changing the climate we are around. So it's up to us. If it's meant to be, it's up to me. So that's my contribution to the world. And as far as I'm concerned, the energy that we need to put into it is not tremendously high. Individually, we can make a change, be it an e-bus ride. Because every extra person you get on an e-bus reduces the carbon footprint of all the people on that bus. We've got to work that out. I tried recently at the community board to get them to actually make the e-bus, that is an electric bus, an e-bus from Richmond to Machuaca. But push came to shove, and contracts and the like said, no, it can't be done until 2032. But I only picked up the Mott paper today, and there's a big conversation around people wanting to get the bus out to Machuaca, increasing buses, but not e-buses. So that's going to be put on the hold for a while. It's out in the open there. So if I may, you know, Francis, you've got a unique voice to put into radio, and you come at it from the point of view of where you're at in your life right now and how you can influence people, become an influencer in terms of Fresh FM, so that you can get people around you, find out what they can contribute to the whole planet. So planet protectors, planet polluters, and planet promoters. There's only three classes around. So what we need to look at is, where do you fit into that paradigm? We all are in a paradigm. Question is, which boat are we going to travel on? So reduce your output, reduce your bills, energy bill, and become a planet protector.
Now that is an idea I could hop on. Tell us a little more about the technology you're involved with.
Yeah, pleasure. Francis, I cut my teeth in Australia on the energy efficiency program that the Department of Energy Efficiency in Aussie put up. And that was simply doing the simple thing about insulating a home. A lot of people are living in homes which are uninsulated, and that's where the health effect at about 10 to 12 degrees and below, you're getting into serious health issues. 12 to 18, it's marginal, and above 18, you're in a good zone. So we were involved in putting in insulation into homes via the Australian government. Fast forward, rewind, I then became involved in the solar industry because that is the single largest impact, passive impact that can be made by anyone and anywhere to reduce their footprint on the planet. Because once, it's a bit like buying cheese, this is how I look at it. You can go to New World and buy a block of cheese, or you can buy it in those little leafy ones where you get individual wrappers. You think, oh, that's nice and convenient, I can take it off. Oops, the wrapper is plastic. Being food waste plastic, it is not recyclable. So there's another addition to the footprint of the planet, which is unnecessary. For me, solar is about buying the block of cheese, and I buy it for, I can't eat it all in one go, so I eat it regularly, and I can take off slices that I want. That's my hot water slice. That's my cooking slice. That's my lighting slice. And I'm getting it at a fixed price because I buy today and I've fixed my cost for the next 20 years. And I say, people say, but it costs you. I said, actually, if you think solar is a cost to you, you're actually not ready for solar. It's an investment. And today, on any reasonable roof space without any shading, you're looking at about a 4 to 7 year time repayment. So it becomes better than buying. The banks can't even match that kind of return. So that's where the what's in it for me. I can get a lower cost of fuel and energy. For instance, I've had my solar system for 66 years now, and I'm still on a rate of power 6 years ago. You want to have a look at power now. It's going through the roof. So mine's still on the ground floor. The rest's going through the roof. I'm a happy little Larry. So solar's ready for me. And it's about making do around the planet. So I'll finish up on three things. It's climate change, energy efficiency, and what to do daily. There we go. That's heaps more energy. We're on 9:30 on Fresh FM on a Monday morning and Thursday at 3 o'clock. And that's me.
Pick two songs.
Oh, pick a song. Oh, yes. Now this is a okay. Now you've started me. Okay. One thing about radio is that you must make sure that you know about the copyright rules. So I'm a member of the Nelson Tasman Climate Forum, and life comes in cans, not cannots. CAN. Climate Action Now. I speak no further, and Chrissy can bring on the Climate Action Now song, starting here.
We need to wake up. We need to wise up. We need to open our eyes and do it now, now, now. We need to build a better future, and we need to start right now. We're on a planet that has a problem. We've got to solve it, get involved and do it now, now, now. We need to build a better future, and we need to start. Solve it, get it.
Welcome back. We've just let go of Kevin, but now, while we're in the studio, Luke has just waltzed in, another showmaker from Manawa Shoulder to Shoulder. How are you doing today, Luke?
Great to be here. Just randomly dropped in, thought you might want to see me, so yeah.
That's lovely to hear. What's your show about?
Well, my show's about men's mental health and adolescent youth mental health services that are available in the region. So, yeah. And I guess looking at, you know, what's effective strategies and specific, I guess, mental health strategies to help support men in their variety of issues that they face in a modern world. Yeah. So, yeah, I get specialists on, I've had art therapists, athletes, everybody who works in a masculine setting and looks at some of the issues that I guess help support men be better dads and be better partners and be just, you know, good men in society. So yeah, we look at like topical and community issues as well. So that's probably the main part of it, yeah.
Now, tell us a little more about your background.
Yeah, so I got into that space because I was interested. I was working in an all-boys college in that space. I've studied psychology, and I noticed that there was a lot of aggressive boys at that school with some pretty significant fights going on. And I had a few other issues as well that I thought it would be useful to become a counsellor. And I studied studied conduct disorder, which is sort of like the most aggressive males that you can get. And then from there, I wrote a thesis, I did my master's, on what the most effective therapeutic strategies are for young men who are, you know, suffering from that disorder. And I guess what I found was really what these guys were doing was awful, you know, the crimes and the assaults and things. But what wasn't being addressed was the boy, the young boy who'd been victimised and hurt as a young man and needed support in that way. So that's what a lot of my research uncovered and was quite inspiring for me at the time. And Chrissy, I spoke to Chrissy Smalls, who's a Fresh FM producer, and she was quite keen after some tragedies in the community to support men in our space. So yeah, and really didn't want it to be a part of that like manosphere negative stuff. I wanted to bring a lot of women in who helped men, a lot of counsellors. You know, I wanted to be a really holistic, purposeful space because a lot of our men are suffering, and it's kind of specific. In my research, I've noticed that that's quite specific to men. So we need to look at how men think and behave to really help effective change. Yeah, so.
There's a lot of hurt out there in the male community. How do you get them to open up?
That's a really good question. And a lot of males don't want to be in counselling spaces. That's a bit intensive, you know, being face-to-face. So I'm running a program at the moment called Te Mana Toa, which is a boys' behavioural program. And that's actually a boxing program, believe it or not. And they love it because they're getting a lot of energy out. It's very disciplined, it's very respectful. I'm running that with Fragile Boxing, who've been on my show. And that means that they feel respected and they feel a sense of purpose. And then from there, because I sort of work alongside as sort of a boxing coach because I've done a lot of martial arts myself, from there then you can build rapport and trust. And then once a male feels safe, then you can start to work on therapy strategies. So I use CBT, which is cognitive behaviour therapy, and that's effective, yeah.
What inspired you to start that?
I think I saw in my previous job a lot of pain and suffering that young males were going through and were unable to seek help in current structures that were available to them. So I saw a massive hole there, really, where we weren't really fitting the need that was there for, you know, every member of society.
The country has terrible statistics in youth suicide. How do you think we can counter that?
Well, I think what we know that is really effective is therapy and counselling strategies that are specific to the need. So it's not one size fits all. So for example, if someone's feeling very anxious or depressed, it's working with the client to meet their need collaboratively. I think the thing is, we have awful suicide statistics, but we also have awful engagement with counselling statistics. So counsellors tend to engage when it is at the bottom, where the client is very, very unwell, right? And then some of those systems in hospitals aren't working well for specific needs. So I think what we need to do is encourage people to reach out and be able to seek those services that are very effective. And I also think in some ways, counsellors can be a bit reluctant to say, hey, this actually really works. I know it works because I measure the statistics of it. So I wish people would reach out earlier when things are starting to get bad, rather than it's at its like worst. I think that would help our suicide statistics. But the question was, why is it so bad? And I think it's because people aren't seeking help. And some of our issues are compounded with things like social media in youth. They're compounded by like unreasonable expectations of being stoic as a man when, you know, men, as we know, are as vulnerable as women, you know, but just can't express it. So they're holding on to pain, which has all kinds of awful effects for men, you know. So I think that those two are the key factors and causations, if that makes sense. Yeah.
Lynn? Now, there's also quite some harsh slogans around, like, man up or be a man.
Mm.
How are we going to be able to change that?
I think in a funny way, I think men need to own the space to show good role modelling of what it needs to be a man, you know. So, you know, I'm working, like, Sammy's is a good example of a good man. You know, he's a big Samoan man, tough man, you know, but he's kind and he's safe and he's respectful to women. And I think good role modeling, good father, you know, there are a lot of men who have grown up without fathers, right? And so they don't really know how to be a father. Well, they've grown up with violence. And so I feel like taking some ideas of vulnerability with men and encouraging men to understand what love really looks like or what respect really looks like is really important, because I think that's neglected in a lot of conversations men have with each other. So it's encouraging those conversations. Yeah.
Absolutely. We're going to have to wind it up now as we've hit the 30-minute mark. It was lovely to run into you. It was lovely to see Kevin as well. I hope you've had a really good day today, and we're going to have to end it here.
Yeah, thank you, Francis. Thanks for having me on. Cheers.
It was lovely to have you here. And you can tune in to Luke's show, Manawa Shoulder to Shoulder, on Saturday, 6 o'clock. And Kevin's show, Solar Made Simple, or Heaps More Energy, Monday, 9:30, and Thursday, 3 p.m. And I'm Francis. Thank you for listening to The Musketeers.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.co.nz, for our contact details.